Minister of Agriculture Saboto Siza has provided an update on the shortage of animal feed locally. Minister Siza said by next week Friday, there should be a solution to the problem.
Basically, the vessel that was being loaded in Louisiana was affected. The process of loading was affected because of Hurricane Ida. And they had to transfer the ingredients which were to be loaded on the ship in Louisiana to Texas. They have now loaded the vessel in Texas, and the vessel is scheduled to arrive in St. Vincent and the Grenadines next week, Monday. Therefore, the intention is to put the ingredients right into production so that by next week, Friday, there will be a total solution to the problem.
Minister Caesar said in the meantime, the mills have received some assistance from neighboring islands to continue to produce feed. He said as a result, animal feed is only being sold by ration to accommodate farmers until the problem is resolved.
In the interim, the feed mills got assistance from some neighboring islands in terms of some of the ingredients needed to do their production. And they basically have a system of rationing to the farmers. So I know that when farmers turn up to do their purchasing, that they would not get the quantities that they're requesting. But we are ensuring that persons have an adequate quantity so that they can be kept between now and next week.
And Minister Caesar also said the shortage of animal feed is not only affecting St. Vincent and the Grenadines, but other countries in the region to which this country exports.
I want to thank the hard-working staff at the feed mills. A lot of persons are not aware that we export feed to Barbados, to St. Lucia, to Dominica, to Antigua, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Martin, and Anguilla. And this disruption caused by Hurricane Ida is not only affecting St. Vincent and the Grenadines, but affecting all the stakeholders in the value chain that we, in those countries that we usually export feed to. And I was assured that even though that there is a shortage at this time, that the feed mills are not going to increase the price. So there's no price increase, and that this matter will be addressed and a solution in a matter of days. I just want the livestock producers in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to take this information, and the Ministry of Agriculture will be updating on the situation as we obtain more information from the feed mill.
Minister of Agriculture, Saboto Siza. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.